Today at Rosie on the House, we're here with Jackie, Erica, and Nathan, the local and national brains behind Bellegarde Pavers, here to bring you the information you need to transform your outdoor living space into the envy of the neighborhood. Call with your questions now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Hot diggity dog. Getting it started here this morning in the fourth hour of Rosie on the House. We're here as a team with some extra special guests loading into the studio this morning. So, of course, Romy's here, my co-host and son. Jennifer, my wife, is here answering the phone, screening the calls, finding out your name, your location, and your question. And then we've got a whole bunch of guests in here. We've got Erica. Thank you for coming all the way from Atlanta.
Thank you for having me, Rosie.
And you are the Bellegarde Consumer Marketing Manager.
I am.
And how long have you been at that post?
I have been with Bellegarde for 2 years.
All right. Fantastic. We've got Jackie Paulson, Bellegarde Marketing Director. How long have you been in that post?
I've been in that post for 3 years.
All right. And then we've got Mr. Nathan Angel, our local Bellegarde man, who's been stamping Bellegarde all over the Southwest for how many years?
Going on 10 years.
So going on 10 years. Nathan Angel, the sales manager for the region?
Yes.
Yeah, commercial and residential. All right. So, and it's just been, Nathan's been the go-to guy. I mean, if you ever have a question out here locally about, what's the right way to do that with the pavers or the retaining walls? You call Nathan.
Ask Nathan. He knows that.
Ask Nathan. Call Nathan. Hey, Nathan's on speed dial. Hey, and we also have a very special guest, a homeowner, and you flew in from San Francisco.
I did. Thanks for having me.
All right, Miss Jennifer Evans, and we're going to talk a little bit about the homeowner experience. And if you want to see Jennifer, she's actually very famous. She's on all the Bellegarde videos. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com on the homepage. All the Bellegarde videos are loaded up there, and you'll see Bellegarde contractor actually transform what looks like a pretty big lot. How big was that lot?
We have 5 acres.
That's a big lot.
Very big job.
Yeah, it looks like it kind of sloped down to a little lake or water retention area.
Yeah, we've got a pond.
Okay, we've got a pond. And all of that was kind of in a rough state. And why don't you talk a little bit about, okay, how do you take it from that? And in the video, you talk about it a little bit.
I do, yeah.
You know, you couldn't walk out there barefoot. You couldn't.
Okay. Stickers everywhere.
Stickers everywhere.
Yeah, and dirt, too. We wanted to entertain and, you know, have our family and friends over. And, you know, it became really crazy because nobody would want to come and hang out because you'd have to bring your rubber boots, you know, to go anywhere.
Okay, absolutely beautiful knock-dead home on a big lot that needed a little refining.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. And beautiful property, too.
It is a beautiful
property.
With
some existing things that were already done that we had to tie into, so that was kind of crazy.
Okay, so how do you go about selecting the products for that particular application? How did you and your husband get started?
Well, we got started, first of all, just kind of looking at pictures and kind of thinking. We'd been there for, you know, maybe 2 to 3 years before we kind of started the project.
Okay.
So, you know, we were thinking actually originally about concrete because we had current concrete slabs that were already poured.
Right.
And so that's kind of the direction we were heading. But, you know, it's really hard once you have concrete because it's already stained and had been there for a while. So how do you match that? You know, it was really confusing. So I got online and did a little research and, you know, was really always impressed by the way that the pavers kind of looked, but figured that, you know, gosh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to tie that in because we already have concrete. And I learned a lot about that. And actually, I'm so happy that we decided to do the pavers because it really is easier to utilize that in a lot of areas or like as a border. And then, you know, we could do additional big patios and we just learned a little bit more about how they were done. And it's just really turned out gorgeous. We're really happy with it.
And as a builder, I can tell you, it seems like to me, Nathan, the paver industry kind of came about, I want to say it was about 15, 18, 20 years ago where it really became available.
Really moved into the U.S. in the early 80s.
Into
the Texas market, kind of. Started in Canada from Europe in the 70s. So we've been around a little while, but really, as you said, really exploding onto the market, early 90s.
Yeah, I began to see it more and more often through the middle of the 90s. And it was kind of a cute trend. It was a pretty trend at that point. But boy, in the last 10 years, it's just be, come a rush. And I don't know any builders right now that are currently pouring driveways or walkways in concrete anymore.
We've been very fortunate in the Phoenix market to convert most of our builders to concrete paver driveways instead of pour in place. Absolutely.
Gosh, and why wouldn't you? I mean, you pour a gray slab and you've got a life expectancy of about 15 to 20 years if, you know, you don't make any mistakes on it. If you stain it or if it starts cracking or if a truck oversized, overweight pulls up on it. And pavers beat all of those.
Absolutely. We're working on 50-year life cycles with our wear and course, which is basically what we call that leveling area on top.
So not only does it look sharp, but I've seen studies where exterior renovations that are actually and there's a huge trend to bringing your outside in. Now you're even moving indoor furniture to your outside protected areas. You're creating actual living environments outside. The return on investment on that kind of work can be as high for any interior renovation you're doing, a kitchen makeover, master bath makeover, or anything. So exterior renovation and living outside is a big, big trend right now. And we've got Jackie and Erica here to talk about that. What are y'all seeing right now in particular?
We're seeing, as you mentioned, with trending anyway, people were doing driveways a lot when pavers first came to the market. Now everyone's moving back outside and going to outdoor living behind the house. And we're seeing kitchens. A lot of people want to be cooking. They don't want to be inside their house cooking with all the dishes. They want to be outside enjoying the sunshine. So we're seeing folks doing built-in grills. We're seeing fireplaces in living rooms. And, you know, it is. It's almost, you know, taking your entire inside and making a footprint outdoors. Some people want to read in a cozy little nook and make it like a bedroom retreat out there. Some folks love to garden. You know, whatever your particular passion is, there's something that you can do in your backyard to fulfill that.
Well, and we were talking trees for the last couple of hours, and you put a big, beautiful... Erica, you were talking about how much you enjoyed the look of the Palo Verde trees. I mean, there's nothing nicer than like a big hammock connected between two Palo Verde trees in and around a nice little paver patio with your barbecue right there beside it.
It doesn't get much better, does it?
Man, I mean, in Arizona, that's it. That's it. Well, we've got a call right here. Let's take Eva calling from Phoenix. She actually has a particular question on pavers. If you do, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Good morning, Miss Eva.
Good morning, Rosie.
How you doing, ma'am?
Just fine.
Good. What you up to? What project you trying to tackle?
I'd like to have my concrete driveway and the sidewalk leading up to the front of my house replaced with pavers. And I have no idea where to start to get a contractor who wants to do something that small or...
Well, let me introduce you to Nathan Angel.
Okay.
He is our go-to guy on these kinds of questions. She's going to have to check with a homeowners association first, right, Nathan?
Well, sure. All homeowners associations are going to have certain restrictions.
No homeowners association
here. Oh, beautiful.
Perfect.
We love that. We love that.
Historic.
A historic neighborhood.
Oh,
okay.
Even better.
Eva, give us the major cross streets of where you are.
Central and Camelback.
Nice. Oh, okay.
Between Camelback
fantastic.
And Missouri.
Yeah. Just around the corner from where we're broadcasting. So
absolutely.
Talk her through the steps.
Well, Eva, my first recommendation would be go to Belgard.com. You'll be asked to put in your zip code. That'll put you into our area here in Arizona. And then look for the find a contractor portion of that website. All of our contractors you'll find on that list are Belgard authorized contractors. There's even a couple that are master craftsmen, which are our highest level of achievement. They've been with us, those master craftsmen, at least 3 years. We put them through a pretty hard vetting process. So if you look at that list, there's only a relatively short list amongst all the installers out there in the valley that say they can install pavers. And I say that purposely. A lot of guys say they can install them, but we're looking at folks that really know what they're talking about, and we back them up with our Belgard guarantee, our warranty, which is a lifetime warranty.
Lifetime warranty by Belgard. And getting the paver driveway done isn't just laying pavers down. There's some over-excavation that needs to be done. There's the proper subfill that needs to be laid. There's the right kind of sand that needs to be laid. It all needs to be laser leveled in there. At the very least, and I learned this the hard way at my own house, you don't let anybody put pavers down that isn't ICPI.
Absolutely. We're looking for ICPI certification, which is a requirement of our Belgard authorized contractors. And that's the Interlocking Concrete Pavement Institute.
Okay. They certify the paver and slate. Well, the last thing you want is to get these pavers down, and then over the course of a couple months or a couple years, they start waving on you.
Yep, rutting. We get that with bad installation. We get that with using the wrong materials.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of it. So you have to be very, very careful. Jackie?
Yeah, and Eva, no project's too small for Bellegarde. So you had mentioned that, you know, who would want to come out. All of our contractors love coming out and meeting with homeowners, whether you're just kind of thinking about a project and need some advice, or, you know, you're ready to go. So whether it's a patio or a smaller driveway application.
They don't all have to be 5-acre estates.
No, they can. Pavers are really for everyone to enjoy. And another thing about the Bellegarde.com locator, we've got galleries on that website, so you can go in and see exactly who's going to come out. You can look for references on there. You can see what types of projects they've done. So it's a really good resource for homeowners looking to find a partner that's going to take them through their project.
Fantastic.
And another great resource we have online, Eva, is if you were to take a picture of the front of your house, you could plug that in.
Oh, this is good.
So we have an online project visualizer. So if you stand in front of your house, you can take a picture with your iPhone, your iPad, any type of device. You can load it up to our project visualizer, and then you can actually play with our pavers and put them into your driveway to see what they'd look like, which will help you pick which one you'd like.
That's a nice feature. You can kind of play with the different styles, the different colors, and just see exactly which one matches.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, I've always been a big paver fan, but when Bellegarde came out with the Noche pavers, the light colored, the white ones, keeping the backyard from becoming a heat sink.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just paranoid about the heat in Arizona. So anything I could do to beat the heat, and y'all's Noche, and especially the overlays and then the full size, you can cover an entire back patio with that nice light colored paver. And I think it's the cat's meow. You know the job I'm talking about up on Bell and about 56th Street that we tried to convince them, go with Noche. Your patio faces south. This is going to be too hot. No, I think I want to go with the reds and the browns. He called me the other day and he says, I sure wish I'd have gone with the Noche.
Live and learn.
So with that said, we're going to take a quick break and be back with the brains of Bellegarde and your call as well. 1-888-767-4348.